Good. Well, let's I'm just going to give a quick roll call of who is on the call. We have Leah Carowin, Executive Director. We have Cindy Williams in Michigan. We have Jessica, part of our CPCF team here. Mike Murray, part of our CPCF team. Pam Olson in Florida, and then Sharon Pierce in North Carolina. And I'm sure we'll have a couple of others join. We'll have more joining here as we go. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Would you please announce yourself?
Yes, Pastor McIntosh from Connecticut.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you so much for being on. Good. Well, we are just getting started here, and I'd love to start by opening in prayer. Lord, we come before you today, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for all of the ways in which we're seeing your hand move in this nation, God. Even last night at a prayer, Washington Man of Prayer event, Lord, over 30 legislators, members of Congress, got up and boldly prayed, Lord, in front of millions that were watching live on TV, God. We thank you that our legislators are getting more and more bold, that more and more people across this nation are praying and pressing in and turning to you, God. We thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for every state director that has given so much of their time, their efforts, their resources, God. We pray that you would bless them today and that you would be with us as we take this time before you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, great. Well, we have some good updates, and then we want to definitely hear from all the states. This is really a time where we can come together, we can share, get updates from the states, but also hear, you know, your heart on where you may need some conversation, some insight from one another or from somebody on the call. So please feel free to use our time here on this call to share, but also to share any concerns, comments about an event you're doing, messaging, anything that you may have questions about and would like a little bit more of a collaborative input. So, Leah, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer. And thank you all for making the time this morning to be on the call. I just wanted to first start with and make sure that I've introduced that all of you that were at the summit, you got a chance to meet Mike and Jessica. Mike Morisi, National Development Director, and Jessica, our administrator, a full-time administrator now in the office. And just to remind you that they are there to serve you as well. Any questions you might have in the area of fundraising or events or meetings or ideas, Mike's there to help come up with ideas. And then Jessica, of course, is helping with administration. She's just getting familiar with the massive amount of things that we're involved with, but I know that she also will be more available to help with Summer with some of the administrative items with each of our states as we grow and add more states. Just a couple of two main things that I want to do is to give you an update on what happened since the summit in two areas. One area is the advancement of the American Prayer Caucus Network. We are so grateful because from that summit, we've had several more states say, we're in, we want to move forward, how do we get this done? Kansas and Arkansas, Mississippi is coming back online. They were our first a long time ago, but then they were disbanded by the lieutenant governor. But now they're ready to jump on board and re-engage and reform their prayer caucus. And then a couple of new state directors, too, from that, as state legislatures have identified and are looking for state directors to be a part of this network of our group. So right now, even though there is a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of people, and we're moving forward, had a bunch of conversations, you know, we're at the end of session now, so we go into a season of conversations, planning, and then beginning of next year, though, we think we'll probably have several more state prayer caucuses and some more state directors on board. So extremely grateful for what happened at that summit and how it jump-started the network. And secondly, and I think one of the most significant things that came out of that is this Pray USA initiative. And we talked a little bit about it, I think, last month, but I want to give you an update on what's happening with this initiative. So we had several government leaders take this proclamation back to their states and get their peers, their colleagues, to sign on to this call to prayer. And so between all of the state prayer caucus launches and the calls to prayers that we had signed in states and the summit and the new government leaders that have signed on with us, we now have a 523, I think was the last count, of government leaders, national, state government leaders, who are signed on to this proclamation and who are committing to call this nation to prayer. And so we feel like it's just, and we feel like it's, you know, it's only just begun. As more and more government leaders hear about this, well, I expect that number to swell over 1,000 before long. And so we are extremely grateful, and not only the government leaders, but as we've been calling all the different organizations, National Day of Prayer, Wall Builders, Family Research Council, the list goes on of all the government, all these faith-based organizations that have influence, have networks. And as a little side note, it's amazing to see this crossover groups that don't necessarily come together. For instance, we not only are talking to the, you know, Wall Builders, Family Research Council folks, but the National Day of Prayer folks, and also the, you know, Cindy Jacobs and the Prophetic and the Charismatics and the Catholics. I mean, really, everybody seems to be on board with a government leader-inspired call to prayer. So we're grateful for the response to this, and they've all agreed wholeheartedly, without question, yes, we will promote this. We will get the word out. This is an answer to prayer. National Day of Prayer people all over will be announcing this Prayer USA initiative and you know, have said we want to use the opportunities at these states where we're already gathering for prayer and tell them about this. And, of course, the National Day of Prayer is on board 100%. In fact, even at the D.C. events, they're already planning on having us announce this initiative and what's happening amongst our government leaders at the meetings and at the event for the meetings up here in D.C. So I just wanted you to kind of understand the fullness of it. There was three phases to this. The first phase was just get the collateral and the material together, the websites, everything that people need to promote. The second phase is going to begin in about a week or so, which is we turn the corner and we invite all these organizations to start promoting this initiative. And then phase three will be when we launch in June, and that is really offering or turning the corner and encouraging our churches to hold these signing ceremonies themselves, invite a government leader into their church to read the proclamation, play a short video, and invite that church to sign the proclamation and pray alongside them for America and for them, for the leaders of this nation. So, and all three of those will continue to go simultaneously. We won't stop. We'll continue to invite government leaders. We'll continue to invite other organizations to keep promoting, and we'll continue to work with churches and help them host these signing ceremonies that will all be moving things forward. And I just want to say a huge thank you to every state director that helped get the word out, to their legislators who helped facilitate it, who are now hosting prayer meetings or events where government leaders are signing the proclamation. And so thank you for all of you that are doing that. So just wanted to give you a idea of where this has gone since that summit and the impact that we believe this might have on this nation. For three things, we believe that it will increase prayer across the nation for our nation, across the Christian church for our nation. And two, we believe that it will get government leaders and pastors, the church and the government, connected in a new way, we hope, that they will understand that there is a opportunity there for these individuals to begin working together. And third, to break the back of the lie of separation of church and state. And so we really do hope that this is what the Lord has in mind for this, to create a new narrative and to open the door for Christians again to reengage in a meaningful way in prayer and action. So that's the recap of the Pray USA initiative. Is there any questions about that before I move to just one or two more other quick things? All righty. Well, just to let you know, the material that will be available in just a couple of days, hopefully by the end of this weekend, we hope that the phase two of the website, PrayUSA.com, will have government leaders listed, supporting organizations listed. It will have downloadable promotional material. All that will be on the website, hopefully by the end of this weekend. And secondly, the video hopefully will be on the website, ready to download and play. And so we want to just encourage everybody to get the word out about this and use whatever to get more government leaders signed on and also to begin promoting it. So get it out to everybody that you have influence over, if you would, and tell people about this initiative. The other thing is just a couple other quick things. Wanted to mention, too, that Thomas Wise has been such a champion in Ohio and was really instrumental in getting the Ohio Prayer Caucus launched, kept it in front of the Ohio legislators. We had several Ohio legislators at the event at the summit, and we're so grateful. They have moved full speed ahead in launching the Ohio Prayer Caucus. I think many of you met Chris Albanese there. And as it and with Thomas, with all the people in his state, we identify them as key liaisons until the prayer caucus is launched. And then at that point, we ask the legislators to identify who is it that they would like to work as their state director. That's pretty much the process. And so Thomas has been involved, and he was the key liaison. And now that the Ohio Prayer Caucus is launched, we went to the legislators, and they identified Chris Albanese as the one that they would like to represent the Ohio Legislative Prayer Caucus as the state director. So I just wanted to kind of make that clear. I don't want that to be fuzzy or confusing. That's sort of the process. And Thomas was very well aware of that. We talked it through. And I know we missed Thomas in the mix of prayer time and all. But Chris has been a great advocate and a good man for them to fill those shoes as the state director. So we're grateful for Chris, and we welcome him as a state director from Ohio. And then the last thing is a couple of the legislators have mentioned that they wanted to make it clear that every state director, when they come on, and I assured them that this is the case with our state directors, that our state directors understand that when they come on to be a state director and when they represent the Legislative Prayer Caucus from their state and those legislators, those members, that they have that hat on, that it's very clear that it's the hat that they're wearing is the state director of the Legislative Prayer Caucus. I know many of us wear various hats, whether we're promoting National Day of Prayer or other ministries or organizations, but one of the things that I assured them is that we've talked at length and our state directors understand, and I just wanted to reiterate that because it is an issue when you're dealing with government leaders, and that there's ethical boundaries, there's perception boundaries, and every time that we are involved with multiple things, we may be connecting them inadvertently to other organizations or other missions. And so we always want to be very, very careful that if we're representing our Legislative Prayer Caucus and the members there, that we are clear about the hat that we're wearing while we're doing that, and we don't combine them in a way that would be problematic for any of our members. So if you have any questions about that, just let's talk it through. Like if you have a specific situation that you're wondering, am I in a good place? Is this okay? Please just talk it through, because obviously we all know we all wear a bunch of hats, and none of us comes in and just does one thing. We just have to do it correctly and do it well to make sure that they have assurances. All right, well, that's it for me. God bless you guys. Summer, I'll turn it back to you.
Great. Thank you, Leah. I just wanted to take a moment to ask if anybody has any questions about anything that Leah just mentioned. I'll give just a minute in case anybody needs to unmute. Okay, and if anybody thinks of anything, there'll be time definitely at the end of the call, but just wanted to give that opportunity. Just a couple of things that I wanted to mention before we turn it over to the state directors. One is many of you probably have noticed the PrayUSA initiative, we have new branding for the PrayUSA initiative, and as well as a new website. We have a completely new CPC Foundation website, as you know, and then Pray USA is in phase. We're almost rolling out phase two of the Pray USA website, but with that is all new branding of Pray USA, and so that also will affect the states. So any of the branding that was on, I should say the old Pray USA logo, we just want to do away with that. Most of you should have your state prayer caucus logo. And so going forward, we'll just want to make sure that we stay with that branding, that logo specifically for your state. And if you do not have your logo or header, please let me know. We'll make sure to get that to you. So that was just an update on branding. Also, I wanted to thank all of you that have been working diligently to communicate with your networks and help them to be informed about what's happening on the RFRAs and through the Indiana and Arkansas issue. Also, those that have been helping to let the public understand how to pray and what the truth is around even the SCOTUS marriage issue. Those of you that have been referring to me in some of your correspondence in these early stages, you've really just done a great job, and I feel like this is one of the most important things that we can do is help educate and inform Christians specifically, but Americans as a whole, as to what the truth of the matter is around Religious Freedom Restoration Acts and religious freedom legislation as a whole, and what the core issue is even behind this marriage issue, and as far as states' rights and giving the states opportunity to determine their own policy on such matters. So y'all have been doing a great job, those that I have been able to connect with. So thank you for that. And hopefully we can even make sure that we have more of a stronger presence in going forward. So again, just thank you for that. Also, Kentucky, there's been a victory in Kentucky, which is, I know some of you track the issues in the states through the weekly prayer update or even on the state calls. We pray every now and again over certain issues or specific issues, but there was a Christian t-shirt company in Kentucky that had declined to print messages on the t-shirt that was contrary to their specific religious views. And after a long court battle, thankfully they have received a ruling that has overturned the original decision that they could not print that message. Now they have the final ruling is that they can. It is within their rights to make such a decision. So that was good news for Christian business owners in Kentucky. In Oregon, however, we had a little bit of a different outcome on a situation around, it's called Sweet Cakes Bakery, and they had declined to bake a cake for a same-sex couple. And as a result, the courts have determined that they have to pay $135,000 in damages. So an interesting twist in this situation. At the Daily Signal went to the Supreme Court on the day of the oral argument for the marriage case and asked a lot of same-sex couples and different ones about a situation that had come about through this. GoFundMe is the platform that many of these Christian organizations or Christian businesses are using to help raise funds to pay the fines that they're being fined with. And GoFundMe, in the situation with Sweet Cake, said that they could not use their platform because they were discriminating against this same-sex couple. So it's a twist in the situation, and as Daily Signal asked these couples at the Supreme Court whether or not it was fair for GoFundMe to discriminate against this Christian company that's trying to raise funds to pay fines for the situation, across the board they were saying, no, that's not fair. That's a good question. You know, I don't understand why they're doing it, and they shouldn't do that. So it's like a reverse discrimination that's coming out, and hopefully more and more people will see how ridiculous this is, and we'll even see some changes in the future for this couple. But all that to say, we have to do what we can to get the message out, the truth out about what's happening, and also try to do it in a very strategic way, pulling in voices even from careful what I'm saying here, but I felt like the Daily Signal made a really good point. And so whatever we can do to help get that message out, that argument out around the situation, I think is good. But unfortunate for this couple, and hopefully we'll see some justice in some way down the road on their behalf. With that, I want to turn it over to the states and give you all an opportunity to share what's transpiring in your specific state. Also, if you need any, you know, specific prayer points, if there's anything that we can do to help facilitate a process, if you have any questions about messaging or the way to frame an argument or anything in any way, please do feel free to ask. This is the perfect opportunity to do that. Even if you have any questions about strategy or boundaries, anything, please take the time to do that now. I see Pam in Florida. You are on. We'll go ahead and turn it over to you to please give us an update there in Florida.
Sure. First of all, I'm sorry I haven't been able to be on any of the calls on Tuesdays with the state praying, but we have been in the heat of the battle here in Florida. And this week, our House abruptly adjourned 3-4 days before they were supposed to. And anyway, the Senate yesterday adjourned before they were supposed to. And anyway, it's been this war, and it's a spiritual battle. And anyway, please keep praying for Florida because we're in a mess right now. But tonight we're doing a simultaneous Bible reading, which is the first time we've done it simultaneously at the state capitol, where we will be reading with one voice in one accord at one time from Genesis to Revelation in 1 hour, the word of God across the board to demonstrate unity in the body of Christ and to stand at our state capitol facing the Supreme Court. So please be praying over that because that's we've done the Bible reading marathon, you know, for 4 days, 24 hours a day and that kind of thing. But it's the first time we've done it with one voice at one time. And we felt like today being the National Day of Repentance, that it was really important. So we're praying over that. And the religious liberties issues obviously hit our legislators with the whole homosexual adoption stuff that's been happening in our state and things. So there's just been a lot, and it's been pretty intense. Yesterday, our state director for our state legislative prayer caucus, Representative Mike Hill, was supposed to have been able to read the pledge calling, proclamation with the call to prayer on the floor of the House, and it was going to be done in the Senate. But because there was an abrupt adjournment on Tuesday, that did not happen this session. But our governor and cabinet members, our governor's already signed the proclamation, which is great, the call to prayer. And our cabinet members are signing, but we're going to have to wait on our legislators. So a lot of interesting things happening. It's been the weirdest session I've been involved in for 21 years. And it definitely is over the homosexual agenda and stuff going on. So please just keep praying for Florida because they're going to have to come back to deal with the budget and stuff in a special session. So please just keep praying for us. But we're seeing some good things. Our legislative prayer caucus had the best group yet last week. So the leaders are getting stirred to come pray together because they see the heat of the battle.
Wonderful. Hey, real quick question, Pam, just as a reflection, thank you so much for just staying in it. And that sounds like a powerful hour that you guys are planning. One of the things, two of our legislators that were already out of session or were in breaks, they went ahead and sent an email out to all of the legislators, inviting the legislators just to go online at PrayUSA and add their name to the proclamation at PrayUSA.com. It just takes about, 1 minute, if that, for them to add their name to the proclamation because they weren't going to be in session again until next year and they didn't want to wait. So just FYI, if that's something that Representative Hill wants to do, we have sample emails that he can use that describe what this is, send it out to everybody. And we've had a good response of legislators who are willing to do that, especially if they understand what this is about. So that's just an alternative. If he isn't able to get it done physically, I'd like everybody to consider that as an option.
Ah, that's a good idea. I think he's probably going to try to do it during special session, which should be sometime in the next month and a half. But he might do it that way. I'll talk to him about it. But I know he really wants to read it on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
So I'll let that be his call, but I'll let him know about it. And you know, we'll be talking about it too. It's National Day of Prayer next week at the Capitol with the governor and leaders. So, you know,
right.
we'll, because we do have a service at the Capitol next week.
And it's not an either or. Tell him it's not a bad thing for them to hear about it two or three or four times before they'll understand what it is. So some of them are doing both. They're sending emails and they're reading it from the floor. So,
well, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I will make sure I tell him that. So that's great. Awesome.
Great. Thank you, Pam. I see every now and again on Facebook all the additional efforts that you're doing as part of the IHOP there. So just thank you for all that you are doing to stand for the state of Florida.
Oh, thank you. And thank you guys. Praying for you.
Thank you. We receive it. We appreciate it. Well, good. And I have Pastor Marion in Connecticut. Do you have an update for us?
Yes. Well, yes, I do. Things are very, very busy at the Capitol. But yet we're still work, and because of things that are going on, there's a lot of attention around the budget. And but in the meantime, we're also trying to get more representatives and senators involved in the caucus. And I will also just retract a little bit with reference to the summit. When Senator McLaughlin came, he was very, very impressed, and I was so glad that he was able to attend because it encouraged a lot. There's a lot of things going on with expressing your faith and going, you know, trying to get people on board. So that's what we're really working on, and the session will be out as of May, and there isn't a whole lot to do before that time because all of the concentration on the budget. So hopefully by the time they come back together at the next session, we'll really have this thing strong and going and we'll have made more contacts. But we're holding our own in Connecticut. Oh, I will say this too. There was a lot of controversy about the assisted suicide, and that bill was overthrown for the third time. So, you know, that was a major victory in Connecticut.
Good, good, good. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate your update. I know Beth was planning on being here today. She sent an email just a couple days ago. It sounds like they've been extremely busy and has given some updates, but I will wait for her next time. I know she'd wanted to be here. Cindy in Michigan, I know you have a lot going on there. Thank you for your excellent taking the time to put forth excellent communication to your network and also for staying engaged there with the legislators. Would you please give us an update there?
Sure. Michigan, one second.
There. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. I had to switch to a headset. We have a number of hot items going on right now. Our RFRA bill is modeled after the federal bill. So there's been some judicial testimony on that this week, and Senator Mike Shirky, who's one of the chairs for the prayer caucus, he is the one that's really leading that initiative, and I watched him on the hot seat this week, and it's just amazing just who he was and how he conducted himself while he was under fire. So we're really hoping that the RFRA will be considered, although our governor has said that anything that reaches his desk, if it doesn't have a particular wording, he's not going to approve it. But we're praying about it. I mean, God is greater. We'll see what happens. The marriage definition, Michigan is part of four states. I could be wrong on the number, but I've got down four states that are that the U.S. Supreme Court is pulling from in order to consider a marriage definition for the nation. So our House and our Senate both have developed bills that if if marriage definition is ruled not in favor for what we need to do to keep it in a godly way, both the House and the Senate, and they're already connected with the majority leaders, they're going to put forth a bill that says to the federal level that according to the 10th Amendment, our Constitution, we do not need to follow, you know, the direction that, you know, they've dictated. So we're praying for them because it's another hot issue, and that may come forth on the National Day of Prayer. Let me see, referral. The faith adoption is still got to go through the Senate here, and it's being talked about this week, so it feels like all three key issues are hitting the fan now. There's, let me see, six people chairing total for Michigan as far as the prayer caucus, and they're phenomenal people. They're very giving as far as helping me to know how to support them and in hearing what other prayer requests that they have. There's 35 people that meet weekly to pray together on Wednesday at 7 a.m., and the communication between their group and then myself just for prayer items. I'm developing prayer teams in the state. We have a lot of incredible prayer networks that are already connected with praying for government, but not in the way that we're interfacing with them. So the government leaders are very hungry for prayer support, and they're actually seeing great effects from having prayer around them. So it's awesome to see how God is developing that. It's really His hand that's on it. But their words are that, you know, it's like we have a connection to God praying for them, whether we understand or have all the details or not. So May 12th, the legislators in the prayer caucus, so the prayer group that's meeting now, they want to gather behind closed doors. And Senator Mike Shirky will take the lead on this initiative. And they're going to present, they're going to use video shorts that my understanding is they're getting those from Summer. But they're going to present the full package to the legislators, have them sign the call to prayer that day. And then what they want to do second is June 2nd. They're going to gather with clergy in Michigan, and I'm already working and pulling in clergy for that event. But they want to meet with them, and they're going to meet in a church setting, and they want to do they want to have a meeting similar to North Carolina. It just depends on how much they're able to get done before those dates come up. But they would like to have the clergy there share with them a solid presentation. They'll be drawing from videos and talking points that you have posted on the government page, anything they can use from there, they're going to. And I know, Leah, they're going to be looking at video clips that you already have available about the prayer caucus. And they're going to present that to the leaders and ask the pastors to sign the call to prayer so that way they move forward with having, the state I'm not saying that quite right, but that the state would be notified next that the pastors and the government leaders have issued a call to prayer that's an unceasing one. I'm just trying to think if there's anything. National Day of Prayer, you know, a lot of them will be there. But the legislators focused right now on getting word out and pulling in legislators to attend that May 12th event. So they have more of an opportunity. But the talk has been really positive. The prayer times have been really good. They came back from North Carolina on fire, and they've shared the vision, and they're on board. And then the six chairs that we have, they've been praying and fasting for, I don't know how many days. I think they're doing about 4 days a week where they're doing praying and fasting for the upcoming events and for Michigan to break through. So it feels like there's a little bit of fires going on, but I feel like the prayer coverage is growing, and they feel it. They can really tell the difference. So I think that's probably everything critical. I hope I didn't forget anything.
Oh, my goodness. I wish the word – oh, go ahead.
No, real quick, I'm just so excited to hear that. I wanted to alert you that I sat next to Congressman John Molinar last night and was able to just tell him some exciting news. I wish I'd had all that cool information to tell him, but that I really felt like the Michigan legislators were moving forward, were advancing, and he was so thrilled to hear that. And so any chance that you guys have to give the word to him or send him any information, any friends that, you know, it always comes comes better and more quickly, more directly if it's a peer telling a peer. But I know he would be very excited to hear about all this, and I know he'd get on board. He was thrilled to hear. And so any help that you want from Congressman Molinar, I know you know and I know he'd be there to help. So just to put back in your ear.
Okay. Thank you.
That really is so encouraging. Thank you for sharing. I loved that the legislators are having the pastors come to the Capitol. That is such a great strategy, I think, on so many levels. It's, so that was they're doing a great work there. We'll continue to pray for them. And wow, just legislators praying and fasting is music to my ears. So thank you, Cindy. Appreciate that. Good. And Sharon, thank you for being on. I know you are working diligently there as well and well-loved by so many there and all of us. Do you have an update for us in North Carolina?
Just very briefly, it's crossover day today, so I need to be on there. But just very briefly, we don't have a tally yet on the number of people who signed the call to prayer. We have to do that today. But it was successful, I know that. And yesterday, both houses unanimously passed a resolution honoring the Holocaust survivors and those who perished, as well as the United States Army who liberated Dachau. And they did have Holocaust survivors in both houses yesterday for that. So we considered that a huge victory. The pro-life legislation passed the House. All the sponsors, the primary sponsors, are women from the Prayer Caucus. And so we'll know what happens with all that in the Senate when it crosses over. So I'll just stop with that.
Well, and I know you said that Representative, two of the co-chairs, basically representing the House and Senate, they read the proclamation from their respective chambers. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And it seems like they've had good support, good response.
Yes, I don't have a tally, but we're going to work it up today.
Okay, good. Well, again, those are the legislators in each of these caucuses, but North Carolina, just dear people. So thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
God bless you guys. I'm going to buzz off.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
We have Delbra in Illinois. She was not able to join us, but she did provide an update. She has been working. Senator McCann has been challenging to get a hold of, but she was able to get a meeting with him this last week, and he is planning on sponsoring a resolution, an In God We Trust resolution, before the end of this session. So, and their session ends in May, so that's something that we can be praying about and just encouraged to hear that he's moving forward on that. Also, he set a time each week for the members of the prayer caucus to pray. They haven't exactly done that yet, but they're moving forward. He has set the time, and it's just a matter of implementing that. Also, looks like he has asked her to regularly contact the members, to just talk with them, encourage them, pray with them. So she'll be doing that. She'll be doing that about once a week, and the first day, of course, that they're back in session, she's going to be sending scriptures and notes and things to the legislators when they're back in session. So she's working out some of those details with him. And then also they are going to be contacting the members to see if they would like to join the National Day of Prayer event. And so McCann's going to be reaching out to the members of the caucus to encourage them to meet in the Howlett Auditorium, which is where we actually had the pre-event launch, to join for a National Day of Prayer event. So that is encouraging as well. I know that in Pennsylvania, Representative Saccone, I connected with him this week. He had asked for prayer because he was going to be talking to the head of the gentleman who has great influence over the curriculum in the public schools there in Pennsylvania. And he said that the conversation went very well, and it looks like they're going to be moving forward on on integrating the history of Ngadvi Trust as it pertains to Pennsylvania and the United States into their public school curriculum. And he feels like that's kind of a backdoor way for them to get Ngadvi Trust back into the schools. Once it's in the curriculum and the students are learning the information again, he said that this would be so much easier to go in and say, okay, now let's put up our national motto. And he's hitting it from both sides. But he felt like that was a very strategic means to get that very important component of our nation's history in our public education. It's kind of unbelievable that it's not there, but thankfully he's watching that and taking every opportunity to see that through. And he's, again, continuing to work on getting in schools, getting Ngadvi Trust up in the schools. And also he is 100% on board on getting offered personal funds for an art contest in the schools and encouraging high schoolers, middle schoolers, and different ones to create art that incorporates our national motto, In God We Trust, similar to what Michigan did, actually, and then having a ceremony in the state capitol hosted by the Prayer Caucus and providing a cash prize at that point. So he's very encouraged and inspired on that end, and is, again, just continuing to watch on a variety of fronts the religious liberty issues. He has taken the initiative also to send letters to what we call victims that are experiencing religious liberty persecution in some way, or persecution in some way. And he's also just collaborating with law and policy experts and different ones in the state to make sure that there's they weigh in on these issues in their state. So very encouraged to hear what he's doing there. And Abby is working with him as well to help get the word out and to get him into schools and churches. So they're moving forward in Pennsylvania. And of course, all of the chairmen are, Senator Greenleaf also is very encouraged and inspired in doing what he can on every front there. And Kentucky, I know they are in the middle of adding chairmen. They're bringing on some new chairmen. Representative Tim Moore, that was at the summit, has stepped back into the Capitol full of excitement and is doing what he can to pull together and really set a strategy in place. Representative Hoover has done a great job. He's just an extremely busy man. So Tim Moore is coming alongside, and they're working together to help implement a very strong strategy in Kentucky, and it sounds like it's they're really very much in the midst of that process right now, but strong caucus there in Kentucky. So I'm sorry Mike could not be with us today. Other than that, did I miss anyone? Jenny, of course, her event is going on right today in the state capitol, where she was bringing together, it's an event hosted by the Legislative Prayer Caucus. They're doing the Call to Prayer for America that we just did at the summit. They're going to be presenting that, reading that at this event, and then having citizens, legislators sign, and then the citizens sign. There's a variety of speakers that are like-minded organizations that will be sharing as well, and just excited for all that she's doing there, and we'll want to pray for her at the end of the call. But she, again, was not able to join us today, but is obviously has a good reason. And then Chris Albanese in Ohio, they are working on, they've been reviewing all of the issues that have arose in the states recently, Indiana and Arkansas specifically, and of course also reviewing what took place in Arizona to help create legislation that would be effective and also just strategic. So I wish he was on so he could give a little bit more insight as to what exactly they're considering, but they are working diligently to help create and pass legislation that would be effective and taking into consideration what some of these states have come up against, but yet also creating legislation that would be effective in the mission of protecting the religious liberty of the people of Ohio. So they are doing what they can there. Okay, does anybody have any questions? Anything that you want to discuss? Again, this is the perfect time. Our teams here, we have some seasoned state directors as well as newer state directors. So just want to give an opportunity to for anyone to share, ask questions, give comments. Okay. Leah, do you want to comment at all about the Allen West luncheon and how that could potentially be duplicated in the States?
Probably not right this moment. I think I'd rather leave that for maybe another conversation.
Okay, great. Anything anybody wants to add? Mike, Jessica, Leah? Any final thoughts? Okay.
I'd like to wrap up just with a couple of thoughts. We couldn't be more excited about what is happening, and we at the sort of headquarters are asking for God to show us how to steward this well, just like each one of you is stewarding your state so beautifully and so well. We're asking the Lord to show us how to steward all of this well. And one of the things that even as I sit here and listen to what's happening all across this nation, I would ask that you all help us to pray that God would give us an opportunity to get this word out in a much broader and bigger way. I feel so compelled that if people heard this, if they knew what was going on, if they would have such hope. And many people do. The people that hear it or are involved do, but so many more people need to hear and get inspired. And one of the things of why this Pray with It A initiative has become so important is because we believe it's just an opportunity to open up their eyes and ears to hear this first and then let them start hearing all the rest of the things that are happening at our state capitol. So we believe this is just a catalyst to open the messaging and open up the communication and get their ear with this big splash of hundreds of government leaders and then let them see, wow, this is happening. So thank you all so much for all your diligence, and pray that God will give us the opportunity to expound and express and advance this message all across the nation. I think it would really change the hearts of so many people if they knew what was going on and what you and our government leaders were doing. So keep it up. God is moving, and I'm inspired. I mean, I walk away going, oh, my gosh, Lord, it's just amazing all that you're doing. So thank you.
Yes, Lee, would you mind closing us out in prayer and just be sure to lift up Jenny's event there in Iowa?
Yes, Father, we do, Lord Jesus. Thank you and praise you together. We worship you right now for all that you're doing across this nation. It is amazing. We hear the strategies of the enemy and we hear the victories of the Lord. God, we see your hand moving. Lord, you told us the dark would get darker. You've told us the light would get lighter. You told us that the line would be drawn in the sand and we have to choose. We can't be lukewarm. We have to be hot or we have to be cold. Lord, these days are coming at us full force, Lord. And we on one hand say, Lord, for such a time as this, pour out your Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that you use these times of persecution. You use these times of wickedness, Lord, to wake up your righteous. And so, Father, we ask now that you would have your way. And we do pray for Jenny right now. We ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit right now as they gather. Lord, that you would pour out and that you would have your way in the lives of each person that is involved with this event, every government leader, every citizen, every pastor, Lord. They would hear your heart, your voice, and they would walk away knowing what God is telling them to do. And they would not shrink back, but they would stand up and go forward. They would get on their knees and then they would get up and they would take action according to whatever you tell them to do. They would follow your lead. Lord, thank you for every single person that you have brought to this team, every state director, every prayer caucus chairman, every prayer caucus member. Lord, thank you for what you're doing. And we pray you would encourage and give courage to every single one of us, Lord, to do our part and to do what you've called us to do on this team. We love you and praise you. Go with each one, Lord, and as they put their hands, give them favor, open up doors, give them your heart and your passion in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all for taking the time to be on today, and we will be in touch soon. God bless you. God bless everything that you put your hand to. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.